Alrighty, Backroads audience, finally got on the phone somebody I've been looking forward to speaking with, Mr. Brad Sanders from Stray Sons. Brad, you guys got quite the party coming this weekend to Elk City.
Man, yeah, every time we come to Elk City, it's always a good time. There's always about 150 to 250 people to show up, and you know, Elk City's kind of like second home to us, so we had no other option but to kind of come home and throw a good party for this single we're going to drop.
Yeah, so talk about the single a little bit. What's the title of it? What's it about?
So when we sat down, we were trying to find something that would resonate with more than just one group of people. We wanted to really touch the hearts of everybody here in the South. So we wanted to write a song that really catered to the hardworking blue-collar class, and that's man, woman, everybody in between. And so we got thinking, you know, we saw these stickers on people's back of their trucks that talked about dirty hands equal clean money. And I was like, you know what? Let's write a song about that. And so we wrote this song called Clean Money. It's, like I said, it's very catered for people just like myself who have to go out there and do hard manual labor, a lot of sacrifices to make a good, honest living for their families or for themselves. And, I mean, it tells a story of a man who was a boilermaker, what it took to be a boilermaker, losing that job, becoming a truck driver, and the sacrifices that those particular two jobs call you to take just to make a buck and supply for your family and for yourself. And it's just my favorite tag in the song is I'm a hard working Southern man. And I just think that really just speaks to this multiple generations. And I think it's going to resonate with everybody that hears it.
Right. You talk about how your music resonates with that blue-collar, southern, hardworking crowd. Talk about your own background as well as your band members. Where do you guys come from? Where did you get your start, and how did you get to here?
Well, I grew up in North Florida in a very lower middle-class family. We had to, my family were what was called commercial fishermen for a very long time. We'd go out and pull in nets and off the boats, just tons of fish, and then turn around and sell those fish to companies or to the market. We were also very skilled tradesmen, which I still do to this day, roofing, any type of contracting, welding. We did everything and everything and anything to make a dollar. My grandfather was a truck driver after Florida outlawed commercial fishing, and he did that for a very long time. And, you know, my uncles and my dad all worked in manual labor jobs their entire lives, construction, even owning their own remodeling businesses throughout. And so I learned all those trades with them. So that's kind of my background. I mean, heck, I've even worked in old school sawmills where you're outside the elements all day long, and you've got a big blade and lots of wood just being chewed up all day long and just standing in sawdust heat. And even during the freezing cold, you're just freezing, and hands are turning purple from the water and the sap and from the wood, because you can't wear gloves because you can't get a grip on the wood as it's freshly cut. So I've done a little bit of all that. My lead guitar player, Jared Golden, he's from Fritch, Texas, grew up in a very blue-collar class family himself. He actually, one of his first jobs he had right out of high school, he actually was a boilermaker. And worked his way up through that, and has now is a safety inspector, if I'm not mistaken, for a company. I don't know if it's an inspector or if he's like a safety foreman. I think it might be a better word. But our drummer, Josh, he grew up in Wyoming in a blue-collar family as well. He spent some time as a truck driver. He was a young man. So that's kind of where those two ideas kind of came together and blended it. And so he now lives out in New Mexico. And then the youngest guy of the band, our bass player, he comes from a family. Trent comes from a family where his father is kind of like myself. He's done a little bit of it all. And works in construction as well, mainly as a guy that pretty much, he's earned the right to cut the check now instead of having to do the manual labor.
Right.
So. But yeah, and so we're a very blended group. We come from all different backgrounds. I'm more of a Southern rock, 2000s rock kind of guy. My lead guitar player is blues, metal, southern rock, country. Our drummer, he's jazz influenced, blues and rock. And our bass player is, you know, his influence is stoner metal and metal and hard rock. And we just make it all work, man. We really blend it all together.
Well, it's no surprise that you guys have found a second home right here in Elk City after hearing everything that you just told us. Brad, I want to ask you if you'll play a game with us. This is something that I ask all my artists who call into the show to do, since you can't be in studio to play for us, which hopefully sometime in the future we can get you in studio and you can play for us or do some type of performance. But are you willing to play some rapid-fire questions?
I will do my absolute best.
All right, all right. It's going to be a simple either or, except for the final question, which is really the grand finale, but it's not too difficult. Just let me know when you're ready to go, and I'll start firing them off, and then you can just give me the first thing that pops in your mind.
Say when.
All right, summer or winter?
Summer. I love it hot.
Daytime or nighttime?
I'm a night person.
Indoor or outdoor music venues?
Both.
Okay. Martin or Gibson acoustic guitars?
Gifted.
Okay, and the grand finale, what is your Subway sandwich order?
It is, this is going to be a weird one. I love getting the tuna fish, double meat, add bacon, add pickles, salt and pepper, no mayo, pepper jack cheese.
See, and this is why I love asking that question. I feel like that is a question that they should have on that personality test. I feel like this is the greatest question. I ask every artist that question, and I love getting their answers because it really says a lot about their personality. Guess what, man? I myself also a tuna fish guy, even from Subway, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like slapping some jalapenos on there myself, but I definitely respect that answer.
That.
Oh, yeah, I love it. A little light mayo with some jalapenos. That's what I like to do on the, well, they don't do it anymore, but the honey oat, you know. At least they don't do it out here in our region anymore, so I'm upset about that. But, Brad, you made it through the rapid-fire gauntlet. Congratulations. You've now entered the club, man. Folks, we are talking with Brad from the Stray Sons. Got a big single release party coming this weekend to Elk City out at the Blockhouse Sports Bar. That's out where the Crossroads used to be. Same little spot down Van Buren past Barberdice and Ford. You can't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Also going to have Tori Ray featuring with you. Now, she's going to go on. Are you guys going to be swapping, or is she going to be going first and then you guys are going to follow and cap off the night?
Tori's an amazing artist. She's going to go on first, get the crowd going really well, and then she's going to go from, I think, 9 to 10 or 10:30. Then we'll make a quick change out, get set up, and get going. There might even be a little duet somewhere snuck away in there. So y'all show up and stick around. Y'all might see me and Tori sing something together.
Well, we're stoked about it. Tori's no stranger to the show. We've actually had her come in and perform on the show before, so we're already stoked about that. Really stoked about your weekend shenanigans you guys got planned. One more thing I wanted to ask you, though, Brad, before we get off here with this interview. What is your fascination with TLC, particularly the song No Scrubs?
Oh, well, look, so like I said, I was born in 87, so I got to experience all the great R&B that came through the 90s. And I myself have always had a little crush on the ladies from TLC. And so any song that comes on from the ladies from TLC, especially No Scrubs, I tend to get down with it. So.
You know, it's got a special place in my heart as well. I saw that on your Facebook page. Brad, go ahead and shout out your social media stuff, where people can catch more of your music, your Spotify, all that good stuff.
Well, I'm going to make it really easy on everybody, so this is what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to go to our website. It is www.thestraysons.com. There you will find the link to all our social media, to our Spotify, our Apple Music, even our Pandora, even our YouTube. You can find all that right there on our website at www.thestraysons.com. And that's honestly the easiest way to find absolutely everything.
Short, sweet, and to the point. I love it, man. Brad, we thank you so much. Hopefully everybody comes on out this Saturday night to the Blockhouse Sports Bar. 9 p.m. is when the action starts. You don't want to miss it. Brad, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thank you, brother. And hey, you know, I'm only 2 hours away from Elk City, and I am not afraid to make that drive for an in-person interview.
Hey, man.
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah, man. Well, you just let me know. We'll be happy to have you anytime.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brad. See you Saturday.
All